Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Number to get in, if you're listening at KACT, the number to get in, 866-582-9933. That is 866-582-9933. 2020, I mean, we're halfway through it now. We're in June. This has been a very strange year. Very weird year. I expected a little oddness because it was going to be an election year, and because politicians can screw up plenty of things, and they do it often. And it gives us some hilariously odd moments in time, doesn't it? But what we got was something altogether different. Because we had talk of World War III, then it seemed like the entirety of Australia was on fire. Then we had COVID-19, and now we have riots. And somewhere in there, we lost the murder hornets. The murder hornets became less of a thing. But this could be the day. This year could be the year that gun control dies. Coming from, I believe this is... Is this town hall? I don't know. Anyway, we get this. For fans of legal restrictions on self-defense rights, 2020 is a disaster. It provides continuing evidence that to push gun control proposals is to advocate that the likes of Derek Chauvin, the Minneapolis cop who killed George Floyd, should be armed, while the communities they terrorize should be helpless. It is also to insist that when police fail at their supposedly core task of protecting the public, people should be deprived of the means for defending themselves. As many Americans lose faith in law enforcement and do what's necessary to shield lives and property, it's unlikely that they'll be an enthusiastic audience for future disarmament schemes that would make those of us who don't work for government even more vulnerable to those who do. Back in January, prominent gun control advocate and then presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg responded to reports that an armed church security guard stopped a would-be mass murderer by sniffing that such behavior is inappropriate. He said, it may be true, I wasn't there and I don't know the facts, which that's primarily the main thing that he says here. But he said, it may be true that somebody in the congregation had his own gun and killed the person who murdered two other people. But it's the job of law enforcement to have guns and to decide when to shoot. And you just do not want the average citizen carrying a gun in a crowded place. Well, Jack Wilson was actually quite good with that gun, and, you know, the act... What his action that day has aged really well for the people in that church. But then when you right now we live in a world that's dominated by the likes of what happened to Breonna Taylor and George Floyd, and you've got the Derek Chauvin's become the poster boy of all the armed perpetrators that are out there that are police officers, you know, which is a remarkably low number. The instance where police are rogues is a very rare occasion. It is not the norm. Most police officers are good, decent people just trying to work a tough job. But many of you out there might disagree with that point are also people who routinely argue for gun control. And the very people saying that only the police should have guns. And that's what confuses me. And I think you have you have a more woke... I know wokeness is a leftist trope. But you have a lot of people that got woke to the fact that a lot of what you said up to this particular point was a lie. all of these things that you say that contravene one of the... Cops should be the only ones that have guns, defund the police. This is the age of Trump. How do you think that plays? If you honestly believe the president is a tyrant and the police are brutal oppressors of marginalized people, on what planet does it actually make sense to make it so they're the only ones with guns? What? And there are a lot of people that are asking that same question. Like, for example, Tom Arnold, Roseanne Barr's less talented ex-husband, who routinely spouts idiotic nonsense on Twitter, much of it anti-gun. However, even he is starting to talk a little bit differently. He tweeted, Second Amendment is for everyone, including black men with long guns, but it's blanking time for us white liberal men to stand up to our brothers and sisters. For our brothers and sisters. Borrow our dad's hunting rifles and go nose to nose with Trump's gang of misfit tools. Let's do it. And Tom Arnold on June the 7th. Yeah, he's still screaming demented stuff, but he's now seeming to recognize the role of the gun in America. After all, haven't we been saying the purpose of firearms isn't to hunt, but to defend our nation against tyranny? Either foreign or domestic. And Arnold thinks he's seeing tyranny and is calling for using guns to oppose it. Now, pretty much everything he said was idiotic. So what he's advocating is that a bunch of followers of the leftist mantra take up weapons and come after people that vote for Trump. Then Corleone Noir got out there and said, Bro, relax. We're black men, not children. We don't need your help owning guns. We've been doing it for decades and continue to do so. I have more long guns than I do food. We're good to go. And he's not wrong. Right now, a lot of longtime anti-gun supporters are rethinking their positions. They're beginning to wonder why they should trust the same police they accuse of every manner of injustice, while with also being among the few to possess deadly weapons. Why would you have that? If you really believe that, why would that even be something you would make a thing? I'm eager to see in this election season how much of gun control actually continues to stay on the platform. Because gun control is a big Democratic platform piece. I want to see how long it stays, or if it actually drops off as the campaigns move on. More importantly, though, even people we disagree with on almost everything else, they may well be coming to understand understanding the importance of the Second Amendment, why it shouldn't be further infringed upon. Just saying. I don't think I want to get into this. This is the thing with the leftists and guns. I think anybody who believes that they are in danger should, you know, own a gun. It's your God-given right to defend yourself if you haven't proven to be not up to that responsibility. It's your God-given right. Whether you're on the left, in the middle, to the right, whatever you want to be, that's fine. The only thing you have to understand is that some of the things that you're telegraphing, like we need to get your father's long guns and go stand up to the misfit tools, you're talking about me, Tom. You are talking about me. You are talking about just the regular, normal person who voted for Trump. And the voters of Trump are a very diverse group. I don't even know how you would identify us if it comes down to it. But you're advocating for violence, and that's the one thing you got to understand. It's one thing to yell about it and everything else. It's another thing altogether to actually bring it. And if you do bring it, and whoever you're bringing it against defends against you, well, that's kind of what you have to expect. Because the people that you want to go up against, the voters of Trump, well, there's a lot of preppers in there. There's a lot of combatants in there. And it would be a very unfunny thing to watch that happen. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Just a few weeks ago, we were going to the streets in certain places to protest state and local shutdowns that happened as a result of the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic. Millions of people were unemployed because their place of business was not considered essential. Everybody had had enough of the overreaching governors like Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan having ridiculously strenuous lockdown, or a strenuous, ridiculous lockdown, and orders from them preventing them from doing things like buying seeds and clothing at the store. As a result, Americans gathered at city halls and Capitol buildings to let the government officials know that they weren't happy with having to put their livelihoods on hold. And when these people protested, the Democrat media complex was disgusted. People were called extreme and dangerous because they decided to practice their First Amendment right. CNN senior national security analyst Lisa Monaco said, "Those pictures and those clashes really show the chaos." Don Lemon wanted to know, "And you're out there with guns. Who the hell do you think you are? I don't understand what's wrong with you people. Stay at home." MSNBC's Joy Reid said it's not clear what they're demanding. Demanding to infect other people, demanding to make other people sick. Speaker Nancy Pelosi argued that protests were dangerous because people could catch the virus and take it home to their vulnerable loved ones. She was on The View, and Joy Behar, the co-host of The View, she asked, "I'm asking if they'd be willing to sign away their right to treatment if and when they get infected." See, if you do something, you always have to give something up with the left. Now, if you flash forward to the present, though, those same people who were calling us all these names and everything for protesting Wuhan are now applauding for those who are protesting the death of George Floyd. They're even in denial about the rioting and looting that's taking place. Joy Reid said, "That ain't a riot, what we're seeing right now in Minneapolis." Chris Cuomo, "Please show me where it says protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful." Pelosi said, "It's heartwarming to see so many George Floyd protesters." Joy Reid said, "People are risking COVID to explain to this country that we're fed up." What's also amazing is the Democrat media complex is willing to shut down anyone who protests lockdowns, saying they deserve to get the Wuhan coronavirus or their gatherings will result in a massive spread. But notice how they change their tune when it comes to Black Lives Matter. This is the thing I don't understand about people, though. How could you not see this coming? How could you not see this coming? This is, you know, we're talking about social media, which is bigger than actual media now. But we're talking about social media. Now, if we're in the middle of a pandemic and they want people to stay home, be safe, and prevent the spread of disease, that's great. But that talking point should stay the same regardless of what political issue is taking place in our nation. Either protests and rallies, or whatever you want to call them, will result in a spike in coronavirus cases, or it won't. And these people, whether they're on the left or the right, it doesn't really matter because coronavirus is sort of politically, they're apolitical when it comes to that. So they won't be attacking anybody of any political identity. Here in my state, in my city, I live in Greenville County. City of Greenville has had they refer to it as a spike of coronavirus cases in the last week or so of about 80, which the mayor of the city, Knox White, he just had a meeting. Some of the people that were complaining to him were complaining that most people were not going out with masks. I am not going out with a mask. I'm a free man. I'll make my choices. I'll take my, you know, I will put up. I don't have any babies living around me. My baby's 29. So, I you know, I'll take my chances. I don't need the government to be my daddy, my nanny. I don't need any of that. But these are the same people who wouldn't let you, you know, if you lived in California, or they had protests all over the place about these lockdowns. They just didn't have any looting going on. They didn't have any looting going on during that. Don Lemon, of course, he was asking who the hell they think they are for showing up with guns. This is what free people do, Don. I mean, you know, it's one of the things that just occurs when free people get together. The hypocrisy is astounding, though. Because here we have a bunch of people who want to set the national agenda. They want to set your opinion for you. And they believe they are smarter than you and know how to set that agenda for you better. And the question becomes, do you believe that? Do you believe that the national media, the fake stream legacy media, do you believe that they know more than you and should be able to tell you whatever they want to tell you whenever they want to tell you this? Because I can tell you right now, I am not one that believes that. I do not believe that I am smart enough to tell you what to do with your day. And if anybody comes to you and says that they're smart enough to tell you what you should be doing with your day, even though they don't know you, you should run from them really fast. I just found it astounding, all the stuff that they want and all the stuff they're willing to let happen versus all the stuff they're willing to not let happen. I know news is biased. I know that everybody has a bias, and your bias is probably going to be determined by who owns your network. So whenever I see anything on CNN, I just sort of dismiss it offhand. I just dismiss it offhand. And in the meantime, I'm not paying any attention to polls. This should be fun in the run-up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump will not consider renaming military bases that are named after Confederate leaders from the Civil War.
These monumental and very powerful bases have become part of a great American heritage and a history of winning, victory, and freedom.
Busy day on Capitol Hill as senators are looking into the topic of reopening schools this fall amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
The question for governors, school districts, teachers, and parents is not whether schools should open, but how to do it safely.
That's Republican Senator from Tennessee Lamar Alexander and White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says he believes there is no systematic racism in the United States. Kudlow also adding that he believes what happened in Minnesota to George Floyd was horrific. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is speaking out regarding the dismissal of an inspector general. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Former State Department Inspector General Steve Linnick recently ousted from that position by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Today, Pompeo says it was a mistake to keep Linnick in the position for as long as he did.
Steve Linnick was a bad actor in the Inspector General office here. He didn't take on the mission of the State Department to make us better.
This comes after Linnick told Congress last week that before he was ousted, he had informed at least three top aides to Pompeo that he was reviewing the Secretary of State and his wife's use of government resources.
The latest Zogby poll says President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are tied at 46% each, with some 8% remaining unsure of who they'll vote for. Pollster Jonathan Zogby saying we might be in for a long night come Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
Today. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know, talking about what kind of a year 2020 has been, I can't tell you what I think of 2020, what kind of a year it's been, because we'd get kicked off the air. We're in the middle of an election year. We have the Chinese bat flu stew come in on us, and that threw us into a lockdown. Then, you know. But some people overreacted because we found out the virus was not that bad. But then an unarmed black man was killed in Minneapolis while in police custody. And cue the calls to the protests. And, I mean, there should have been protests over the death of George Floyd. What happened to him was an atrocity. It was an aberration. And those feelings, at least for me, ceased as soon as the looting and rioting and the arson began en masse. Riots engulfed the nation last week, and they've calmed down some since. But now the experts who told us to stay inside the house have done a 180-degree turn. We're gone from stay at home, don't be selfish, to why aren't you out there protesting racism, you selfish B-word. And this has shown how quickly the left-wing mob can mobilize and how far their reach has grown in the past few years. And it's massive. There's some that would say they're ready for a war. And the unrest has caused some problematic columns to be printed in the various periodicals. Like in the New York Times, Senator Tom Cotton, Republican from, Arkansas, called for the military to be activated to restore law and order. In the Philadelphia Inquirer, there was an op-ed about Buildings Matter 2 concerning the ongoing rioting. and the triggering effect was as devastating as a nuclear blast. The Times was engulfed in a civil war between the left and the hyper-left, woke wings, with the latter winning. The Times editorial page editor was forced to resign. One of the Inquirer's top editors was forced to resign as well. This isn't normal. This is there was a time when the left would fight over something that was printed that they found disagreeable. Now we've gone from that to now this post can't be posted, and if it does, we're going to destroy that person. We now exist with a words are violence crowd that is starting to entrench themselves in some of the most powerfully cultural bastions in the country. And we're letting them do it. Now, it's easy to ignore the rantings of some college leftists, but these kids do manage to graduate. They have graduated, and they found themselves jobs at major publications. They're even in the sciences. How else can you explain the mass and the wholly laughable shift on COVID lockdowns? Protesting to reopen is grounded in white nationalism, but protesting against racism, which I've been told is just as bad as this COVID pandemic, is good. That's pretty much the baseline. It's appallingly, blatantly biased, transparent, and pandering. Those we entrust to collect data on diseases somehow think people will buy this notion that you're impervious to infection if you protest in support of a leftist cause. It is becoming a clown show. In some cases, without a clown car. Now, coming on Twitter, we get this. Still can't get over the fact that the Grim Reaper clown, who was raising money to hand out body bags at Florida beaches a couple of weeks ago, is now cheering on the fact that a huge crowd showed up to protest. Now, as the Times and elsewhere, we're seeing that leftist supporter Michael Tracy has called a tantrum on the coddled crybully wing of the left, which he wants no part of in any way, shape, or form. And while he calls out the right a lot, and I mean a lot, he's never seen anything so unhinged. He plainly said this industry was, I can't say that either. Given the two papers' capitulation to the outraged mob, the activist wing and the media world are fraught with total lunatics, and they are culturally ascendant. Why is that? When I say culturally ascendant, I mean they're on the move up. Maybe we took our eye off the ball, maybe. Did we willingly give up on key bastions of power because we just thought the crazy would either wear off these kids or that the electorate would dismiss the idea? Now, the voters are going to reject the defund the police nonsense the left is peddling right now, but they shouldn't. But it shouldn't get to this point. It should be squashed with ruthless efficiency. When you have fruit snacks folding to avoid being possibly torched by the mob, you know that we're in serious trouble. Even gushers and fruit by the foot felt like it was their best interest to come on the side of Black Lives Matter to avoid having legions of woke show up there at, you know, to unleash hell. These are products and companies that should really have no fear about political fallout since, one, they're a friggin' snack, and two, they're a sugary snack, which tends to have bipartisan support. But instead, they felt forced to cower. And also in doing so, they may still get torched because of the aforementioned. It all looks like a self-serving ploy to increase brand advertising. The far left is going to see all the way through that. We are, as conservatives, we are at a disadvantage in Hollywood and academia and tech and colleges, major news outlets, and the urban areas. I think we've relied too much on pride in our principles. Our principles will win. Wait a minute. No, they haven't. Those principles are under attack right now. We seem hesitant to go on the offensive. So until we get a foothold in these cultural areas, we should ignore the rules and attack viciously. And show no mercy. We need to put the mob down. No prisoners until we put the mob down. And this is going to be a long year. We ceded a lot of ground already. Maybe too much of it out of sheer annoyance with these little thug boys running around, the soy boys. The media is corrupt. You have activists, that are peddling mayhem and the destruction of law enforcement. And the cops themselves being shot at and beaten and run over with cars. And on top of all of this, we have an entire political party, the Democrats, who either defend or excuse the rioters. NFL quarterback Drew Brees was brought down by these thugs for comments about not being disrespectful to the American flag. And now he's issued like 6,000 apologies for that. They don't want an apology, Drew. They want to destroy you. Period. As the cities burn, their workers have quietly worked on another leftist pet project, the destruction of our history. Because in Texas, 4 Confederate war generals, their statues are coming down. And amid the chaos, they pulled a flank march and got 2 birds with 1 stone, or in this case, 1 Molotov cocktail. This could get dirty. Are you prepared for that? Right now, I would think the answer is no. That you're not prepared for it. You didn't see this coming. This has been months in the making. Months. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, All your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. When the terrorists start getting bored and they cease terrorizing, when the flames are put out, when those who died in the riots are buried and cremated, when the shards of glass from storefronts are disposed of, and when livelihoods are permanently lost, Democrats will still run the vast majority of the deadliest and most dangerous cities in the United States. That's because death and destruction always follows Democrat policies and culture. What do you get? You get stagnant local economies. You get unsafe streets for children. You get gun crime, which is a new category made up by gun grabbers. You get failing schools, breathtaking corruption, problems with the police, property crime, poverty, poor public health, single or no parent homes. All are found in abundance in Democrat-run cities and found overwhelmingly in majority black neighborhoods. So I ask the question, who are the true racists? While we're out there trying to, while all these young millennial types are out there right now trying to figure out how to not be racist, they're not looking in the right direction. You don't have to wash the feet of a black person in order to do this. And yet I've seen this. You don't have to bow. And yet I've seen this. By every objective measure and metric, the Democrat-run cities are the unequivocal worst places in America to live. So I'm going to give you a rundown on things with a sort of a rounding off of how many days they've had with a Democrat-controlled regime. This will be in days. Like San Francisco, only Democrat mayors and supermajority Democrat boards of supervisors, 14,000 days since it's been since they had a Republican in there running anything. Baltimore, only Democrat mayors and only Democrat city councils, 19,000 days. Oakland, only Democrat mayors and majority Democrat city, 15,000 days. St. Louis, only Democrat mayors and supermajority Democrat boards of aldermen, 24,500 days since the last time they had a Republican running them. Milwaukee, only Democrat mayors and majority Democrat city councils, 22,000 in the 20th century, three socialist mayors were elected before the 22,000 consecutive days of only Democrat mayors. The city currently has 15 councilmen, all but one verified Democrats. Philadelphia, only Democrat mayors and supermajority Democrat city councils, 25,000. If Philadelphia didn't have the Home Rule Charter, which requires a few city council seats, to be the minority party, which was approved by voters in 1951, it's likely that the city would have been solely Democrat for even longer than Baltimore. Detroit, only Democrat mayors and supermajority Democrat city councils, 21,000 days. Minneapolis, yeah. Only Democrat mayors, 15,000 days, unknown on city council. Current council has 13 members, 12 are Democrats, the other one is in from the Green Party. New Orleans, city council for the Big Easy, is not easily found. Council has been supermajority Democrat for 15,000 days, with only Democrat mayors for 54,000 days. All seven current councilmen are Democrats. As a comparison, now, let's remember what we said about how many days it was in Louisiana, 54,000 in New Orleans. The U.S. has only existed for 89,000 days. And I'm being nice because I'm basing that on 1776 instead of 1783. Chicago, which is only Democrat mayors and supermajority Democrat city councils for at least 32,000 days. In Cleveland, all 17 city councilmen are Democrats, only a Democrat mayor is 11,000 days. Akron, only Democrat mayors, 13,000 days. Newark, only Democrat mayors, 24,000 days. New York, only Democrat mayors, 6,500. You can count Bloomberg in on that number because, while he claimed to be a Republican, he was actually a Democrat at heart. Austin, in the supposed red state of Texas, only Democrat mayors, 10,500 days. Portland, Oregon, only Democrat mayors in a supermajority Democrat city, 14,000 days. Now, the Castros in Cuba have only been in power for 22,000 consecutive days. Stalin ruled the USSR for 11,000 consecutive days. The USSR itself only was in existence for 25,000 consecutive days. The Kim dynasty has been in place for 26,000 consecutive days. Slavery was legal in the United States for 32,500 consecutive days. We keep talking diversity. What diversity? There is a guarantee inherent in Democrat policies. They are guaranteed to fail, irrespective of the party of the president, of Congress, governor, or state legislature. Same problems have befallen almost every Democrat-monopolized city. Their true victims are the youths. They have no mother, maybe have no father. They have no economic opportunity. They have no educational opportunity. They are going to fall for the allure of the gang. Are these cases I'm telling you, are these coincidental? Is it due to incompetence or is it intentional? It's impossible that it's coincidental or due to incompetence because both are statistically impossible. But almost 100% of the time, I can honestly tell you that there are no coincidences in policies and in politics. Politics and policies are put in place in order to drive things to a desired outcome. Nothing more than that. But, I mean, when you look at that, that means, wow. That means New Orleans, well, that means just about every state in the United States run by Democrats, has been run by Democrats almost exclusively for much longer than Stalin ruled the Union of the Soviet Socialist Republic. That means a lot of them have been in power longer, as far as a political party, longer than the Castros in Cuba have been in power. What do you think of that? When you see this, when you get a whiff of the idea that these people are trying to get out there and make you believe something. They're calling you all kinds of vile names. They're telling you that if you own a gun, you're part of the problem. They're telling you if you're white, you own a problem. you're part of the problem. I had to go to the doctor today, and I asked both of my nurses, who were black, I asked them how they were holding up in this, and they were like, you know what, it doesn't mean anything to me. Now, one of them was a millennial, which that gave me hope for millennials, but most of Antifa is not black. Black America does not want black what Black Lives Matter wants, by the way. If you look at their manifesto, and then you actually go to the street and interview one of them, you'd find none of that stuff in there. Although I do find it a little appalling they want to attach reparations to this, because this is now reparations we're seeking for people that have never been a slave against people who never owned any. But that's all beside the point. I hope this gets gone and done prior to the election. I am not 100% confident that is going to be that way. I'm confident of many things regarding the election. That is not one of them. I think one of the things that may happen is once they start debating and they get Broadway Joe to go there and make his own stakes on certain positions, I think that'll hurt them a great deal. But we're going to see. Coming up next, it's going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.